Introduction. Closing the imagination gap. I was able to see the sunset fade from red to purple as the plane began to descend over the rolling hills of Northern Virginia. A few moments later, we were down, puttering to a stop in a small airstrip carved into rural Virginia farmland, barely 40 miles from where I'd grown up. A man in a blue jumpsuit waved me over after the pilot had helped me down the plane's narrow stairs to the grass. As I walked toward him, carrying my overstuffed tote bag, notes hastily crammed in the side pocket, I heard the plane's engine fire back up. Soon, it was riding up over the trees and banking into the purple sky. "Anything I need to know?" I asked. "Sorry, ma'am. They just pay me to bring the planes in and then guide them back out," he said. I didn't know exactly who was going to pick me up, and I had no number to call. All I knew was that the CIA wanted my advice. I closed my eyes and inhaled the autumn air. Wild grasses, oak, and pine trees, the smell of home. Soon a black SUV with tinted windows pulled up in front of me. Three men get out, each in a dark jacket and, of course, aviator-style glasses. "Beth, come with us." We talked a bit about the weather, about my hometown, where one of them lived, before I turned my mind to the notes I'd scribbled down after a brief talk with the CIA deputy director a few days before. "We're siloed. We need to collaborate more with each other and across the agency. It's hard to keep up with the pace of change. We're in the business of secrets, and yet we need to continually open up to new perspectives, to taking risks, and being ready when change shows up. We need to continually reinvent ourselves." Although it would be my first time lecturing our nation's spy masters, the worries they expressed were the same urgent concerns I have been hearing from organizations and businesses around the world. How do we navigate the relentless pace of change? How do we open up our culture and innovate more quickly? How do we stay relevant in a world that is being constantly disrupted? Inside a CIA training center, about 35 regional leaders were having pre-dinner cocktails. I've been brought into this kind of gathering on hundreds of occasions. Sometimes I play the spark, an instigator, to seed new ideas and directions for change. Sometimes I'm brought in to play the explorer, teaching others the process I use to truffle hunt for new ideas. Other times, I'm the champion, preaching the need for leaders to support the lonely voices at the edge that are calling on their organization to change. And sometimes, my role is to coach a team to create the prototypes that will serve as the proof points that justify a leap into the new. As we chatted, they didn't talk about what they did, which I understood, of course, but I found it telling how eager they were to steer the conversation away from the work I did, spreading change. It's not polite dinner conversation. It's easier to keep your nose to the grindstone, do what you are doing, and do it well, than it is to lift your head up and figure out where you or your organization is going and what the future may bring. It's usually not until an organization is engulfed by chaos, or more simply, wakes up to a stark reality that it has been left behind, that it begins to seek a new way forward. And by that point, it lacks either the energy or the time to make it through to the other side. 50 years ago, the life expectancy of a Fortune 500 firm was around 75 years. Now, it's less than 15. And the sobering reality is that the world is never going to be slower in terms of change than it is today. Futurist Ray Kurzweil predicts that we won't experience 100 years of progress in the 21st century. It will be more like 20,000 years of progress. What we are witnessing is the battle for the future of many of our businesses. One of the defining characteristics of our new age of rapid-fire change is that leaders, managers, and employees have to be able to move forward without having all the answers. They have to feel their way in the dark. It's very disconcerting, particularly when you have to do it at full speed.